I'm Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, which is brought to you today by First Distribution. Data is the lifeblood of every organization, driving innovation, enhancing customer experiences, and influencing strategic decisions. But managing this invaluable asset has never been more challenging. Hybrid IT environments, where some organizational data sits in the cloud and other data resides in on-prem infrastructure, only adds to this complexity. In this second episode, delving into the ins and outs of Azure cloud deployments, my guest Pregan Chetty, who is Azure Product Manager at First Distribution, will discuss the data governance procedures that ensure organizational data is stored in the most useful, cost-effective, and compliant ways. The first episode in this series centered on effective cost management techniques for the Azure cloud environment. You can watch that episode on Tech Central if you missed it. Right now, I'd like to welcome Pregan back to the show. Pregan, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me once again.
It's my pleasure. Pregan, for viewers who weren't watching the first episode, could you tell us about First Distribution and where it fits in the South African IT landscape?
Most definitely. So for those who have missed it, First Distribution is a leading ICT provider of over 50 global premium brands. We have been transacting in the ICT markets for the last 40 years. We work with everything and anything from networking solutions all the way to the cloud.
So Pregan, let's talk data governance. Why does data governance become more complex when companies decide to move from purely on-prem infrastructure into a hybrid cloud environment?
100%. So in a hybrid cloud setup, there's many complexities. That is the first thing we need to answer to. And this essentially means that data is distributed across multiple different environments, both your on-prem, your cloud, as well as your software as a service applications in some cases. And each of them come with their own or individual security models that need to be associated with it. And this creates complexity. But let's not forget compliance requirements as well as access requirements. This fragmentation increases the complexity that organizations have when it comes to securing data effectively in the cloud or understanding where their data resides. And with this, you know, Azure addresses a lot of these issues with tools like Azure Purview or Microsoft Information Protection that help organizations better understand where the data resides and how it's being protected. Main complexity is knowing who has access to your data and who doesn't.
All right. So you've spoken about data sitting in different places. How do organizations decide which data to put where?
And that's a very, very interesting question, Nati, because, again, it's that industry-specific or that business-specific requirements. But there are a few considerations that organizations need to think about when storing data or, you know, using data within a hybrid environment. The first one is latency. Are you going to experience any latency accessing that particular document, that particular set of data? The second thing would be compliance. Is it stored in a regulated environment? Does it have the correct access controls and the proper technology securing the data from any data leakage prevention? Lastly, integration needs. What does that data need to feed into cloud-native analytics systems such as Azure or any Azure third-party service to provide that organization with the information they need?
Okay, so you spoke about regulatory compliance a little bit, and there's a new legislation called DORA that's just hit the market. Could you please explain what it is and how organizations are affected by it?
100%. But let me start off by saying it's definitely not DORA the Explorer. Right? So DORA is the Digital Operations Resilience Act. It's an EU regulation that speaks or mandates financial institutions to ensure operational resilience within the data, irrespective of where it's stored. Now, this also provides complexity to multiple South African businesses who are dealing with foreign nationals and foreign organizations. And this means that they need to firstly ensure that data is available and it is recoverable. They need to maintain an audit trail of that particular data set. And they need to ensure that they're meeting data sovereignty needs or regulations as defined by the Act. Now, Azure's multi-regional replication is something that helps organizations meet those compliance efforts simply by having your data in the cloud.
Okay, and you can choose the right region or the right jurisdiction to put it in.
Correct.
And follow the rules there. Let's take it closer to home. I mean, mm-hmm. South African businesses, which regulations kind of determine how data is to be stored in South African businesses?
So POPIA or POPIA is one of the main ones that we commonly see, right? Some people in the IT industry even refer to this as POPIA because sometimes it doesn't really make that much sense, right? Now, POPIA is a Protection of Personal Information Act, and this essentially means that any personal data held by any organization needs to meet the regulation requirements. Mm-hmm. There's also the Cyber Crimes Act of 2020. This is a fairly recent act that has come into the market, and purely this is because of all the uptake of threats and polymorphic attacks we're seeing on the daily basis. Mm-hmm. Simple things like phishing, spamming events, etc. And there's one more key act, which is the Electronic Communications Act, or the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act. Mm. Now, these acts were nationally introduced that pretty much outline the data residency for South African businesses. Mm. How are you storing it? Who has access? And where is this data residing? Mm. A lot of organizations need to meet the requirement of having data residing on-prem. Mm. And this is where we're starting to see a little bit of a shift in the Azure space or in the cloud space, seeing a lot of organizations starting to start the migration journey moving into Azure and then move back on-prem. Mm. Now, a lot of organizations have this as a very, very big complexity purely because of that regulation. Mm. But you don't always need to shift. There are other tools that you can actually use.
Oh, okay. And still keep the cloud environment while maintaining regulatory alignment.
100%. Yeah. And this is mostly seen in our space or commonly referred to as a hybrid environment. Mm. This allows organizations to lift and shift their infrastructure in between the cloud or on-prem, depending on their business needs.
Very strict additional regulations on how data should be handled in those environments. How does Azure, or perhaps first distribution, help businesses in these industries comply?
So we help organizations by working with them to build out the infrastructure they need. It's a tailor-made solution that meets your exact business needs. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if we're speaking about healthcare and financial industries, there are also a lot of red tape around those organizations and their data acts. But not only the data acts, also the computing environments. Mm-hmm. They need to meet regulations. For example, the financial services industries would need to comply to FCSA or SARB guidelines regarding their data, regarding their systems, regarding how they actually function. Mm. If we look at the healthcare industry, POPIA is going to be the number one here in the South African market. You're holding personal information, names, surnames, ID numbers, cell phone numbers, etc. Mm. And if we look at the public sector, we speak more to the Sovereignty Act of data. Where does it reside?
And data not being allowed to be overseas, for example.
Apparently so, but yes. There are some cases where, you know, you do find an organization that is conforming to a 321 or a 32110 backup or a DR solution. And this essentially means having various sets of your data residing in multiple backup locations. Mm-hmm. Some South African organizations actually choose to have the data residing off-site or in a different availability zone, purely as a failover. It's not always used, but in the event of emergency, it is there.
Mm. And with cyber attacks these days and even natural disasters, you know, your on-prem infrastructure could be vandalized or something.
100%.
And that's when that failover becomes important.
100%. And not only that, I'd say also, you know, having that hybridized strategy. Mm. What happens if your on-premise environment goes down? You simply scale up in the cloud.
Okay.
As easy as that.
Excellent. Going back to the regulatory question, right? Mm-hmm. So a company builds this data architecture and focuses perhaps too much on the regulatory aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And it's great in terms of complying with regulations, but now computations are slow.
Yes.
And there's a lot of latency. What tools are there to help companies ensure that even though the data is disparate, you know, that the environment still performs well?
Mm-hmm. This is where we speak to a lot of the Azure Native Advisor tools that provide you recommendations, but it's also a very big area where FD plays very strongly with our resellers and our strategic partners, mm-hmm. in the sense that we offer optimization as well as, if you want to call it, a health check assessment in terms of looking at your Azure environment, looking at the configurations, and looking where you can potentially create more system efficiency or create more affordability.
Mm-hmm. All right. So looking at data governance now and cost, mm-hmm. which was the focus of our first episode, how do data governance or good does good data governance align to good cost management?
Mm-hmm. Aligning that is as easy as saying I need to understand where my spend is, mm. right? But in saying that, it is very complex, especially having disparate systems, tools, multiple different vendors. Mm-hmm. And this is where, you know, tools that allow you to create a unified view or a unified ability of understanding your costs become very, very important. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, you also have to meet the governance ask. Mm-hmm. As much as you're trying to meet a financial ask, there is still a regulatory implication that you need to meet. Mm-hmm. And this is where, you know, we leverage off the Azure native tools. Mm-hmm. Majority of the time, we utilize tools like Azure Purview. Mm-hmm. Azure Purview allows us to do data classification as well as tagging. Mm. So we can monitor those resources as well as catalog those resources that are being used. Mm. The next thing we generally use is your Microsoft Information Protection. Mm. Let's look at how often are sensitive files being extracted from your organization or from your cloud environment, because everything you pull from the cloud has a consumption cost.
Yes.
Right? So that would be an area that we would highly look into. Mm. The next additional thing that we will do is an optimization assessment. Mm. And the reason why we always push an optimization assessment is there's many complexities in the cloud environment. It is very easy to miss out a specific aspect. Okay. When we conduct these assessments, we do a full ground-up assessment. This means we see everything in the environment and can make best practice recommendations mm-hmm. against the customer's organization's infrastructure, mm-hmm. either at a cloud level or even on an on-prem level.
Mm. So would you recommend these assessments be done periodically?
Yes, we actually recommend every 3 months an optimization assessment should actually be conducted mm-hmm. because your environment changes. Mm-hmm. Give you a scenario. Today, I could be using the biggest and baddest machine in Azure. Mm-hmm. But maybe tomorrow my business changes, or maybe my traffic to my service changes. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I need to have the biggest and baddest machine. I can simply scale that down, scale down my cost as well, mm. creating better efficiency for me as an organization to implore more technologies or meet my requirements.
Okay. So consistent monitoring is very important.
Consistent monitoring, 100%, and assessments. Let's not forget that.
All right. Pregan, thank you once again for giving us an informative show.
Only a pleasure. Thank you for having me once again.
That is Pregan Chetty. He is the Azure Product Manager at First Distribution.